News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Going to keep on with this trend right now we've got going, this theme, if you will, this storyline, part of number two on the Triple Dipper. I called it education, nowhere to go but up, and that's the truth. Well, I'm going to bring somebody on right now who has been a proponent of school choice for quite some time, Dr. Chad Mathis. He's a distinguished fellow with the Alabama Policy Institute. He and I have known each other for a few years now. He is an orthopedic surgeon, board certified. Basically, he's been involved also in state politics. He also, during the pandemic, Dr. Mathis was asked to join the office of the Secretary of the U.S. Health and Human Services during the Trump administration, and is now back in Alabama because obviously anybody who had Trump by their name is no longer in D.C. But that being said, friend, a school choice advocate, and all-around good dude and doctor, Dr. Chad Mathis, welcome to Right Side Radio. How you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Did I get anything right on your introduction, by the way?
I think you hit all the highlights, I guess.
All right. Well, good enough. Well,
yes, sir.
Hey, listen, Chad, you and I were talking the other day, just kind of catching up and stuff, and I did not know that in the midst of all the other things you've done, that you also, by the way, have long been involved in the fight for school choice.
Yes, sir.
Tell the audience, if you would, real quickly. I mean, you've been officially involved, like on the board of organizations and that kind of thing. Give us the highlights on that.
Right. Sure. You know, one of the important things for me besides healthcare, what was education. And so I was involved with the Alabama Federation for Children, the Alabama Coalition for Charter Schools here in Alabama. And so it's just a critical issue. And I think we have always had some great opportunities. Like you said, in the segment is called Nowhere to Go But Up. And that's
right.
What we've been working on for the last several years. And it's good to see this bill coming up. But unfortunately, we're seeing a lot of the same inaction that we have seen over the last couple of years when it comes to school choice.
Yeah, it's exactly right. There's several pieces out right now. In fact, 1819's got more than one piece on school choice today, 1819news.com. And you know, like I've got, for instance, there's an article by Andrea Tice at 1819. She does great work, and this one's titled Florida Could Set the Example for Alabama School Choice. I mean, the thing that kills me is if you look at Florida, their numbers have trended up since they enacted school choice, and it's a bipartisan issue down there. It's not, there's no fight. They look at how much more they can do rather than trying to hold off on doing anything. It boggles the mind.
Yeah, it is a bipartisan issue across the country, and here as well. And I think, you know, you look at what's happened around the country. 22 states have expanded or created more school choice options, and we are behind the curve. I mean, this is we want parents to be in charge of their children's education. And the only way they can be in charge is by control of those dollars. And this only allows them for control of the state dollars. The local and the federal money still goes to that school based on the zip code. And so this would give parents a small amount of control of what happens to their children and their education. But when you have school choice, it improves the education for all. Because that money still stays behind, and it is available for that school, even though a portion of that goes with the child to their new school. And just as Priscilla said, you know, not every school is a right fit for a child. And right now we don't have options for them to go somewhere else. And this is an opportunity for parents to take that driver's seat when it comes to their child's education and give them some public options.
Yeah, so when you're saying this, you're referring to, I guess, Senate Bill 140, which is sponsored by Senator Del Marsh and also the House companion bill by Representative Charlotte Meadows. And that bill literally does exactly what you just said. It allows for a child to go anywhere, whether it be homeschool, private school, another public school, or a charter school. And the dollars that are attributed to that child within the budget, a large portion of that, right now the bill calls for, I think, $5,600 per child,
right,
would go with them to defray the cost of tuition or whatever the case may be. And that's all up to the legal guardian or the parent, which is just not happening right now.
Yeah, and I think it's quite a little bit funny, if it wasn't so sad. I mean, they're referring it to a study committee. I mean, when there's multiple studies out there showing the impact of the academic outcomes of school choice on the children and how it improves for both the child that moves as well as the school that is still gets that smaller portion of the funding. And when there's competition for students, the overall level of play increases and the outcomes improve. And that's what we should be out for, is for the improved outcomes of our kids and let them compete. And it brings jobs to our state. If we are improving our education, more businesses will move to our state. It really should be a no-brainer decision.
Well, you know, I remember years ago, Chad, just a part of my eclectic life, my dad was in the military. When he got back from Vietnam, his first duty assignment after Vietnam was to teach ROTC at Ole Miss. And so we moved to Mississippi for a period of time, and I was in first grade. So that means that's how far back it was. But I was in first grade, and I remember we moved back to Alabama because Dad went to Redstone Arsenal next in Huntsville. And I had to go through remedial education basically to catch up because I was behind. I mean, I literally had to sit in the afternoons when everybody else is outside playing. I was there trying to do math, which I hated with a passion. But we're not there anymore. We used to be able to say, thank God for Mississippi, which in my case was evident. I had to get caught up. But now Mississippi outranks us. We're 50th in the nation overall, 52nd in math.
Yeah, it's a terrible state of where our education has gone. And with the pandemic, it has only gotten worse. And it really requires our supermajority legislature and our governor. I mean, we are the trifecta here with Republican control. This is a Republican issue, a Democrat issue. It is bipartisan. But there should be no reason why we can't pass this type of legislation. What is causing this problem? Why parents need to speak up to their legislature and talk to them and help get this bill passed.
Yeah, right now I'm looking at some stats. And for instance, the Parents' Choice Act is the one we're talking about, the which to me is, and I did an op-ed last week, I called this the Panama Canal of school choice. I mean, this is the one that literally will open up the waterways and change the dynamics of shipping in education, if you will. But right now I'm looking at some stats. It's like for edchoice.org, an organization that tracks this kind of stuff, says that 30 states have some form of parental choice. And my recollection of looking at their stats before was there are about a dozen states that have something like what this bill we're talking about has, and they're being successful. So right now what you have to look at is it's not a question of should we, it's a question of why don't we in Alabama?
That's exactly right. I think, you know, with the amount of studies that are out there, this is something, you know, the phenomenon is worldwide. We are in the minority in that we don't have school choice where the public funds follow the child. This is something that's happening around the world in industrialized nations. It improves the outcomes of our students. We can improve jobs, have more jobs. More people stay in Alabama. We improve our opportunities in Washington by having more jobs and more people staying in our state. It makes a lot of sense that we invest not money to go more into the bureaucracy, but into the families, into the parents and the children and the teachers, moving the money where the child goes, allows for a better overall society.
Well, and you have to look at it too and go, okay, there's nowhere to go but up. I mean, if we were number 12th in the nation, if we were number 20th in the nation, I'd go, I get it. They don't want to mess up what's, you know, potentially working. Nothing we're doing apparently is getting us out of 50th right now. In fact, in the last few years during this current legislative quadrennium, they have continued to spend more and more on education while our rankings dropped. So obviously money is not the point. It's got to be something about the way we're doing things with the money that is the point, in my opinion.
Yeah, we're sitting on the largest education budget in the history of our state. You know, we've got $3 billion that schools will receive in federal stimulus money. And we have to give parents access to that money. That is money that taxpayers have paid in. It's their money. They need to be in charge of it. They need to have control of the education money that it belongs to them.
It does. And I think you kind of alluded to this a moment ago, but something I said on the show the other day was This is almost like, picture this being like a private sector business. If you only have one grocery store in your town, they can set prices wherever they want, and they know you're not going to be able to go anywhere because you're confined to that one shopping experience. But as soon as another grocery store opens, suddenly you have price competition, you have, you know, fresher produce on the shelves, you've got competition to be the better of the two. That's what will happen in education. The free market principles kick in, and it really does do things to make education better when they have true competition and they know kids can leave if they want to.
That's right. I think, you know, it is one of the areas that we're seeing that the monopoly that is state education create these problems. I think that's why you're seeing these 22 states expand school choice, giving the opportunity for competition, make your child want to stay in that school by improving the product that they're selling back to the parents. And so it's not just about that, but it's about, is this school a right fit for that child? And yeah. By giving them more options, it improves all options for all children.
Well, that's well said, my friend. And that's a great place for us to end this conversation, but I suspect we'll be talking about this more, especially now that I know you're a resource on education issues too. So listen, brother, I appreciate you being available and thanks for coming on today. Thanks for the work that you've done for our community. Thanks for your work you've done up in DC. And we look forward to having you back on Right Side again sometime soon.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right, man. You take care. That's Chad Mathis, Dr. Chad Mathis, who is a distinguished fellow with the Alabama Policy Institute, someone who's been in the battles for education choice in the state, who has served in D.C. during the Trump administration, who ran for Congress, I believe, and is a great resource and a friend to have for this show. So we're going to be having him on again another time. All right, Copper, move us to a break. We'll come back and start moving through the Triple Dipper. We got lots of things happening. I'll give you a few more spots on education, and then we'll switch gears. And then coming up top of the hour, one of my favorite moments every single week, Copper's Corner. We'll hear what she has to say. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.